bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
Whether you're working 9 to 5 today or taking it easy, you've got your radio tuned into Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, Buzz, you're on WGN. Good morning.
As soon as we dim the lights, they buzz and it's driving me crazy.
He'll make you laugh.
Your name is Buzz and you have a buzz.
He'll make your house happy.
You have LED bulbs and you have a non-universal dimmer, which is why it's buzzy.
And he might make you a little crazy.
Buzz, bzzz.
The only thing he won't make you is breakfast. So go whip up some pancakes, pour yourself some coffee. Just keep that radio tuned in here to the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
Hey, that's me. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. Good morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware, ChevyDriveChicago.com. And to say good morning to Domati and Joe. You guys are in your new digs over there. I am not. How you guys doing over there?
Feeling good.
Yeah, how do you like the view, Joe?
I like it. The door's pretty heavy to open. Got to start lifting some weights.
Well, yeah. Or eat a sandwich, Joe. You're a little skinny.
Jeez, you sound like my mother.
Right. Well, your mother is right. You need to have a sandwich for crying out loud.
Father's Day.
Thank you very much. So I was in there this week, and I know there's been so much talk about the studios. I don't necessarily think the listeners care a lot about it, but the way that there's this beautiful newsroom that looks out on towards the lake, correct? And Domati, the main news desk, mm-hmm. kind of reminded me, Kim Gordon was sitting there, like you're at the console of the Starship Enterprise.
It does look like, I didn't even think about it.
Right. You're kind of elevated over everybody else, and you're like in the center of the room.
He's standing up right now, seeming so dominant.
Right, exactly. Really he's like, make it right so, now. Number one. Right, he's doing all that. And then the traffic and the sports offices are these tiny little studios, right? Like behind a little door. It's almost like a closet. There's this giant newsroom. Why they couldn't make those little sports rooms and the traffic room, like even just 3 feet bigger, is beside me.
It looks great. Joe must agree with you. He's just looking at me like, look at this guy.
Yeah, look at me. I'm behind this door.
I'm not complaining.
Talk to Joe.
The view is great.
Beautiful. When I was in there, just before, it might have been John might have been on the air, and Violetta was in her traffic area, which is in the other end of the room, and it was like 100 degrees in her room, and then I go over, Kevin Powell's over there, and it was freezing in his room, so I think they're still trying to figure out the HVAC.
I'm glad I've got goosebumps right now, Lou. That's
so
my
cold.
Only. Oh my God! I'm trying to figure out when I can run to my car
and get a sweater.
Get a sweater. I was like, Joe, do you have a sweater?
Yeah, Domati creeped in here. He's like, hey, do you got a sweater? I mean, look at my arm. He's got icicles dripping out of his nose.
Oh my God, that is funny. Well, all you really need to do. It's too bad we don't have a balcony because you got to step outside because it's so hot today. I'm sure. We'll be giving updates about the weather coming up and all that kind of stuff. We'll talk to both you gentlemen a little bit later on this morning. Nice to all be together this week. And beautiful day, I mean, just other than it's hot. Couple quick things before we get to your phone calls at 312-981-7200. I posted something on Facebook, but I want to make you aware of this now. Have you noticed all the kind of that cotton flying in the air because of, the kind of the way we are in the season? Your condensing unit, if you have central air, more than likely is filthy with that stuff. And if you can this morning before it gets too hot, take a end of a hose sprayer and go out and spray down that condensing unit on the outside. Get all of that, any debris that's on those filters on the outside, because that will cause your system to overwork. And because it's so hot, it is going to work like crazy. And all the HVAC contractors, this is like their Christmas days like this, because they're going to get phone calls like crazy to come and do some work for people. So that's number one. Number two is check the filter in your air handler or your furnace and make sure that that's clean. And if it's not, head to the hardware store and buy a new one, because you're definitely going to want to have that clean so the system's not overworking. And I've also mentioned that during this kind of weather, it's a really good idea to go ahead to your fan, which is set to auto right now, and switch it to on. When it's over 80 degrees and super humid, that is going to allow more air to circulate throughout the home, and it's going to make you more comfortable. It'll actually cause the condensing unit to run less, meaning that you're going to save a little bit of money. I mean, it's going to work like crazy, so no question. But those couple quick tips can really make a huge difference. And in particular, two-story homes are going to have an issue with hotter weather upstairs. So if you can close some of the vents on the lower level to force more air up, that can help too. And finally, with the severe weather, especially with that second floor, if you want to really try and cool that second floor, if you have a small box fan and you can place it at the base of the stairs and blow up, you don't even have to point it, just blow it to create some pressure so that it'll keep some of that cold air up high as you're trying to sleep in particular. That's going to help you as well. So a couple of quick tips to just kind of keep you cool today. We have a graduation party going on today for two of our nieces, Sophie and Flannery, who are graduated from high school, rather, and are heading to college. One's going to St. Louis University, and the other's going to NYU, which is pretty exciting. So congratulations to both my beautiful nieces on their graduation, and looking forward to spending time with them today. Happy Father's Day, by the way, to all you fathers out there. We've got some gift ideas last minute for you kids who are like, ooh, I forgot to get my dad something. Lindsay and I did a little research to find some things that you should be able to find today from some retailers that have these things in stock. And then later on today, we're going to talk with a gentleman by the name of Brennan Bresser. Joe Brand, are you there?
I am
Brennan
here.
Brennan Bresser is a Duke basketball player. He's a walk-on at Duke. And he doesn't get a lot of playing time, but he's on the team. But he's biking and jogging and walking across America. He started in Seattle, and he is making his way all the way to New York. And it is in support of people with disabilities. It's a really interesting story. It was an article that was in the Tribune recently that we picked up on. And seems like a fine young man that we're going to talk to a little bit later on. He has a sister who takes advantage of some of the programs at Misericordia. And so we're going to talk with him a little bit later on today. And we'll learn a little bit about Brennan and Coach K. You got any, think about any Coach K questions maybe, Joe, that we can come up with?
Well, yeah, I'd have a million. That's fantastic.
All right, good. Well, then stay tuned. We're going to talk to him this morning at 8:35. And then my friends over at Weiss Ace Hardware in Glenview have done this. They've done this hot dog day forever, and it's today, Saturday, for benefiting Lurie's Children's Hospital of Chicago, part of the Children's Miracle Network. They do this wonderful hot dog day, and it's they've got Wanda's Donut Balls and Coffee. They've got food and beverages from 10 to 3, hot dogs from Goody and Fresh Pizza Bakery. They're just $2 each. Hamburgers from Hackney's and Valley Lodge, $3. They've got beverages, raffle tickets. They've got White Sox tickets. You could win a Traeger Tailgater grill, which is great. And they have all these different guests that are going to be there. WGN Radio's own Demetrius Ivory, who's a terrific fella, is going to be out there as well in the celebrity dunk tank. And a couple of Glenview politicians. So if those people are making you angry and you'd like to dunk them in the tank, then you want to come out there. The Glenview concert band, actually Wayne Messmer is going to be out there this morning at 11:30 singing the national anthem, which is great. Weiss Ace Hardware is one of the best hardware stores in the Chicagoland area and run by a bunch of terrific people who I am honored to call friends and colleagues in the Ace world. They're located at 1560 Waukegan Road in Glenview. So if you're looking for a fun event and you want to help support Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago, head on out there today. And they're going to have a terrific time out at the hardware store. And I'm always happy to promote that for them because it's just such a nice thing that they do. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick call. Tom is in Lake in the Hills. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Tom. All right, we'll try one more time. Hello, Tom. Tommy, there? I can hear you.
Hello?
Tommy, can you hear me? You got me, Tom?
Hello?
Hello, Tom?
Hello?
Are we going to put Tom? I can hear Tom, and Tom, I don't think, can hear me. So let's put Tom on hold, and let's do this. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGM. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. All right, we have some technical difficulties. What we wanted, what Lindsay was going to say is, make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're trying to figure out a little technical issue with your phone call, so please call in, and we're going to put you on hold and figure that out. Hey, Domati, are you sitting in the newsroom?
He is not, but I'm here.
Oh, you are? Where'd he go?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, you there? Oh, all right. You couldn't see him in his control room? Did a little bird tell me that it's your birthday?
My birthday's Monday, actually. Yeah.
Your birthday's Monday. It Happy is. Birthday. I know I'm not with you in the studio today, but I have a special guest here today. The lovely Kia came in as a surprise for you.
So the listeners can't see this, but my lady Kia just came in with a beautiful birthday cake with two huge numbers on it, which is my age, which I don't even want to say anymore. I'm getting close to 30. This is scary.
Uh-oh. Are you 29?
29, man.
Wow.
God. This is too much.
We're going to take a picture and we'll post it if that's all right with you.
Absolutely. Please
yeah.
do.
Here's the thing. I mean, you know, I've met Kia before, and does she need glasses? Because I'm just trying to think of why she's with a guy like you.
She must. I don't know what she was thinking.
Well, happy birthday to you on Monday. That's a nice surprise, Kia, coming into the studio. That's
she is
great.
Right here. She's going to sing happy birthday to me in a few.
I love that. All right. Well, happy birthday to you, my friend. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're trying to, as we're moving over this issue with our phones, I apologize for that. You can, if you want, you can text me. Actually, you could send me, you could go to Twitter at Ask Lou, hashtag Ask Lou, and send a question as well. Or you can text 312-981-7200. I'm assuming the text line is working. We're just trying to figure out the technical side of all this. Domati, if I go to your news right now, are you going to be ready in a little bit, or are you too busy kissing your girlfriend?
I'm just so overwhelmed. I think I'm ready. I can handle it.
Look at that. Isn't that nice? That's so nice.
It is.
And actually, we're going to try, as we're trying to figure something out, we're going to use some new technology as well. We're going to try and go to Instagram Live and see if you can post stuff via.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Follow
me on Instagram. So we're going to figure out how to make this all work. We got all that technology, millions of dollars working there on this big-time radio station, and we're going to do it all through my cell phone. So we'll figure that out in just a little bit.
Now back to House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. A little bit of a technical issue that we're having with the phone lines. A little bit of a problem because it's a call-in show. So I think that we're going to, you know, answer all kinds of home improvement questions. But we have a little piece of technology. We're going to see if it works. And I'm going to give you a different number. But we're going to have to test this on the air. Lindsay, can you hear me?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
All right. And are you talking through the phone line?
I am.
All right. And is that coming across on the air, I assume?
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh, all right. Okay. So if you're listening to the show and you want to call in, I want you. Yes?
Okay. Nothing.
Nothing? Bye-bye. All right. This is the phone number, 877-296-7919. 877-296-7919. This is our temporary number for today. If this works, you can call right now, and anything I can help you with, you just have to pick up the phone and give us a call, and it's a different number. It's just temporary. 877-296-7919. 877-296-7919. So are you seeing any of those calls, Lindsay, or no? She's not. So you are seeing them. So are you able to clear them at all, or check them? Let's see if that works. She's doing it now. So it seems to be working. So we have this little system. All right. So let's do this right here. I'm like Milt Rosenberg. Hello, caller. You're on WGN. What's your name? Where are you from? Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bill from Lake in the Hills.
Hi, Bill from Lake in the Hills. How can I help you?
I have a problem. I have a sump pump. I'm in a bit of water table. It runs constantly. About every 5 to 10 minutes, even when it's not been raining for days. And it's flooding my backyard. I've had a couple people come out, and all they want to do is bury a pipe out towards the end of my yard, and my neighbors did that. It turns into a swamp. And I'm wondering, am I able to put that possibly into a maybe a corrugated pipe with holes in it, bury it in pea gravel and disperse it, or is that possible with a sump pump drain?
I mean, it's possible. You know, the thing is that Lake in the Hills is kind of notorious for its water table area. The biggest issue, though, you have is the fact that because you got a high water table, it's going to be pumping the water into soil that's full of water. So the drainage is super important. I think that if you were going to try and do that, you're going to have to really excavate an area where you can put a lot of gravel to create a giant kind of filter system so the water has somewhere to go. Do you have a backup pump on that sump pump system?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
you do.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just runs constantly.
Yeah, it's a one horsepower one, actually, because it runs so much.
Right.
And, you know, right now we've got it draining just into the backyard, and it just turns into a swamp in that area.
Right.
So I wanted to bury it. And because we're having having issues with our paper patio because there's so much water back there that
right.
we're having to redo.
Right.
And instead of, so I'm just trying to figure out a best way. They just want to end it out in the backyard, and it's going to...
Well, it's just gonna keep filling up in there, and it's gonna cause a problem. One thing that I will tell you is, one thing you can try is unplugging that pump and see where that water level sits. You know what I mean? Have you adjusted the height of that pump at all in the pit?
Yes, they put a new pump in it this winter, right towards the end of winter, because the other one had went out. And I was on my backup, and he adjusted it. So, I mean, if you can constantly hear the water running in from the drain tile, so it comes in constantly.
Got it. I think that what I would do is, I'll tell you what, I don't know if he'll go this far, but maybe try. My buddy Joe Polina over at Tommy Polina Landscaping has done a lot of landscaping drainage work. And he's very experienced at this. 847-698-6868. 847-698-6868. You give him a call, he should be able to come out and take a look at it and see what he can do for you. I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200. We're going to try that. We think we have the phones working on our end. Do I have a name of a caller on our end that I could say, hi there, Nancy in Skokie. Nancy, do you have us? Hello, Nancy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
Oh, look at that. Our own fancy phones are working.
Oh, that's wonderful, and I'm glad to hear you, and I'm glad to be on. I wasn't calling to be on. I just had a couple questions. I'm a longtime listener, love your show.
Thank you.
I read that you use cobblestone developers to do your kitchen. And what I'm asking, I'm refurbishing my parents' house.
Okay.
I'm doing a kitchen, a bathroom, a basement, and I need blown in up the rafters. My parents had wool up there, and it's a 64-year-old home, and I would like to have it removed and blown in. And I was vacillating blown in versus just putting the insulation in. And you always recommend Gilkey windows, but I also know that cobblestone developers do windows.
Correct.
And then my last question is vinyl versus, not the wood, oh my goodness.
The cement board? The hardy board?
Pardon me?
The hardy siding?
No, on the windows.
Vinyl or fiberglass?
Fiberglass.
Composite.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, so a couple things. I do work with Gilkey and help promote their products, so I am a paid spokesperson for Gilkey Windows, full disclosure. And they make really good vinyl, and they make really good composite fiberglass, or they're actually fiberglass windows. I really like their fiberglass windows. And so the nice thing is you have options to get estimates from people to make sure you're getting the best deal and most comfortable working with the right people. Now, Cobblestone Development, owned by Bill Conforti, a very good friend of mine. They have been in, they have done siding and windows for a long, long time, but they're a full service remodeling contractor and can help you with a myriad of projects you have in and around your home, including the windows and the siding and the kitchens and the bath, even the insulation, if that's what you need as well. So that can definitely work for you. And as far as vinyl and the vinyl and the composite, I would definitely go to the composite fiberglass window. I think it's a better product, in particular in our neighborhood and where we live in the Midwest here because of the weather extremes. It can really be advantageous for you. I appreciate the phone call. Seems to be that our calls on our regular line are working. So for those of you that called the 800 number, you're so nice. I gave out that number once, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of you on hold. So, gosh, Lindsay, I feel badly because now I'm going to have to ask them to reconnect to the regular phone line, and they may not get through. So go back to the 312-981-7200 number. And that will answer the calls there as well. But before we do that, let's do this. I have a Noodaloo 2 that Lindsay and I worked on for Father's Day with some products that I think that if you're looking to buy a gift for dad and it's last minute, you can go and find these today to give to dad, and I think he's really going to like them. Take a listen.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
We know you didn't forget Dad. You've been busy. Well, let us help. Here are a couple new Tulu 2s that you can get today, or probably even tomorrow morning. First, if you don't own one yet yourself or know somebody who does, you've probably at least heard of the Yeti cooler.
Scientists have finally solved the mystery of the Yeti.
Yeti is a brand of premium coolers and accessories that are super durable and top-notch in design and performance. If you've ever thought of getting Dad one of their coolers or ice chests, now is the time, because Ace Hardware is offering a $50 gift card with any $249 Yeti cooler purchase. Score! They also have awesome tumblers if you're not looking to spend so much but still want to bring a Yeti into your life. Myself, being from Wisconsin, I grew up on this next item. If Pop likes to chill in the backyard with a brew or a lemonade, why not add a little competition? Right now, Target has their Wild Sports Stars and Stripes Cornhole set for $59. A patriotic spin to the classic beanbag toss. Maybe let Dad just win once. It is his day after all. Is Dad proud of his home bar?
I'll have a Cosmo with mandarin orange vodka and a little splash of sugar-free cranberry juice.
You can add a little flavor to it yourself with a cocktail smoker box. Right now, Bed Bath & Beyond has world-renowned bartender Charles Jolie's Craft House by Fortessa Smoke Box. It's about the size of a shoebox and complete with a smoking gun. This unique tool can infuse your favorite cocktails with aromatic smoke. Try it out with nuts, cheeses, dried herbs, and spices, too. The smoking box runs $250, but if you're buying at Bed Bath & Beyond, don't forget your 20% off coupon. Of course, you want to call these places before you rush out to buy any of these things. And you might even find them at stores other than we just mentioned. But we did do some research, and they should be stocked up. I'll put pictures, some information and links to all of the products we just mentioned on Lou's Facebook page. To all the fathers out there and folks who have fathers, happy Father's Day. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Really, three great ideas for Father's Day. I love the Stars and Stripes cornhole thing at Target. It's really cool looking and, you know, very patriotic, obviously, with even, you know, 4th of July coming up.
Hi.
But I can... Hi. Oh, you're on... You're,
woo,
we got you.
On the radio.
Tens of thousands of dollars that we've spent putting this new studio together, and we got a microphone that works. That's amazing. The smoker, I know I've talked about on the air. Our kids, but for me, I think for Christmas, got me this smoke box, and I absolutely love it. I smoked butter to make mashed potatoes in it once. It is amazing. I'm all about the smoke. And I've used it to make smoked Manhattans. Actually, you know what? You should get this for your husband. Oh, I lost you again. No. All right, well.
I'm back. I mean it. I'm sorry. It is like, I am sweat. I needed some, I get some deodorant over here.
Go. Maybe what you should do is move into where Domity is, because he says you could hang meat in there.
I feel like everybody's, I feel bad for everybody in here with me.
Well, you should get him this smoke box. You know how he loves to have a nice cocktail, and you could smoke the cocktail. I love this idea.
So I heard you have this. Did I? Maybe you said this. I'm sorry if I missed it.
I do. I have this smoke box and this little smoker. It kind of looks like something you would put marijuana in. Like, I think you could do that too, but it's a little trigger thing, and it almost looks a little like a pistol with a hose on the end, like a spray, and it's battery operated, and it blows the smoke out. And you can smoke all kinds of stuff and infuse it into foods and drinks. And
like, how long does it take? Like, so you get a glass of bourbon, say, and you put it in there, and then you put the smoking gun in, and how long does it
you
sit
You fill
in
it with smoke. The longer you make it, you sit in there, the longer it, you know, the more smoky.
But I mean, like 30 seconds or like a day?
A minute.
Okay. Oh, cool.
A minute. Or what I've done, you know how if they make a martini, they put it in the shaker?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you make a Manhattan with all the ingredients and you put the smoke in the shaker, like off the top, and then you cap it, and then you shake the shaker, then it infuses it and you pour it into the glass. It's delicious.
That's awesome.
Delicious. All right, go to my Facebook page and you will see that information there and get out to those three stores.
And I got my Yeti coolers yesterday. Or not coolers, the tumblers.
I saw that.
They're so fun. Like, even the fun colors that they have. I got one for myself, of course.
The teal is really cool, and it keeps the coffee so warm, or whatever it is you put in there, or cold, for such a long time.
Or wine. That's what I had last night at the beach.
Right. Good. Oh, so you sneak it in there going, oh, no,
it's just coffee. I swear.
Check out the gift ideas on my Facebook page. Just like me on Facebook. It is 7:57 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Got a problem around your house? Call Lou. He's taking your calls till 10 right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. Don't want to wait till
the sun's sinking. We could be. How about the fact that I like to day drink? Welcome back. That's what we need to do when our phones don't work is start smoking some Manhattans. Is it noon somewhere, Lindsay? I think it's noon somewhere, right? all right, so I have some Ravinia tickets that I need to give away, and the boss is telling me that, let me find them here. I have it in an email somewhere here. Hold on a second. Ravinia tickets. Do you have the information there with you that you can tell me about the Ravinia tickets and talk on the air?
Okay, sure.
Are you on the air?
Speaking of concerts, too, I don't know if you guys have gone to a show at Ravinia. Last night, I got a chance to see Kendrick Lamar. Wasn't at Ravinia. But
at
I got to see Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar was at Ravinia?
No. Not at Ravinia, but he was in Tinley Park.
Oh.
Last night, and I got a chance to see Kendrick.
That sounds a little bit more.
more appropriate, makes more sense.
Yeah.
Ravinia's usually a more laid-back type of concert.
Correct.
Right,
right. Mannheim Steamroller.
That type of. Well, he's a
How'd you like him?
Pulitzer Prize winning Kendrick Lamar now. He was okay. He was okay. I'm not going to lie. I was a little disappointed.
Really?
What were you disappointed about?
It wasn't as personal a show as I felt like he could have given a city like Chicago. You know, sometimes people have a structured set list and they just go through the show.
Yep.
I feel like he just went through the motions.
You know, it's funny you say that because, I'm going to name drop here, but I'm good friends with Greg Kot, you know, the Tribune music critic.
Uh-huh.
I've known Greg for over 20 years. And he and his daughter, he went and reviewed the Taylor Swift concert. She was in town recently. Mm-hmm. And my oldest daughter is a huge Taylor Swift fan. And Greg said to me, and I think he put it in his review, it's a very produced, almost like a Broadway show. You know what I mean? Like, not personal. And I think when you go to the shows like that, you know, the tickets are not inexpensive, right? And you want a little bit of a personal thing. I love Chicago and blah, blah, blah. And I went to dinner at the blah, 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 whatever it is.
And
in the world of where we are with social media now, or, you know, you talk to your friends and like, it was just okay. And I mean, he is pretty well respected in the music world. No question.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the Pulitzer he won, right, is, you know, just sort of a reflection of the music and the life of. I'm trying to remember. I read the thing about when he won the Pulitzer and why.
The density sort of the music, the social commentary.
The social commentary of it all in
he
there.
Talks
really
about depression.
Yeah.
Really personal album, so you expect to get a personal. And his parents are from Chicago. So I thought he'd tell that story. He tells that story on the album.
Right.
But you don't get that. You don't get that. But that being said, it's a well-produced show. It looked great. Great set. That was
Sounded
the only thing
good.
I was missing. Sounded good.
Did you bring Kia?
I brought Kia.
She is a doll.
Thank you. She's over here blushing.
Oh, she's still here?
Yeah, she's here. And, you know, and her and I get to talk because she's a performer. She's a vocalist herself.
I know.
So we're just
right.
How about we have her sing Happy Birthday real quick?
Kia, come sing Happy Birthday.
She was going to do this before, but our mics weren't working, and I was so excited. You know, I love a good chick singer.
I know you do. 29 years old on Monday.
Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for coming down. I'm sorry I'm not physically in there to say hello to you, but
it's okay. It was imperative for me to be here at WGN to wish my best friend a happy birthday.
Oh.
And, so if I can have the opportunity... my name is Kia Trumail, and it goes something like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Cha-da-da-da-da. You. Happy birthday, Hamilton.
Oh.
Very nice.
I'm like goosebumping everywhere. I can't even. Kia! Hi.
That is so good. And actually, it took so long that Domati's now 30.
I loved it.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It show, the House Smarts radio show, look at me, I'm going back to my roots, sponsored by Fox Home Center and by Espoma Organic Liquid Fertilizers. That's great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Tom, who's in Lake in the Hills. Hey, Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. We finally connect.
How can I help you, sir?
Happy Father's Day before we get started.
Thank you. Are you a father?
I am a father of four.
Well, happy Father's Day to you as well, sir.
Thank you. I am working on a house, the exterior of a house, and it is stucco siding, and it's dirty. I think it's mold. It's mostly on the north side of the building. And I want to know if I should use a power washer first or the wet and forget or a combination of both.
Have you done any work with a pressure washer before?
Yes. Yeah, I own one. It's a gas-powered one. It's a pretty heavy duty, but so I'm aware of the damage that can be caused.
Right. So that's the biggest thing, especially with stucco. You have to worry about that. You want to be careful to just sort of really take it easy on that. Now, the wet and forget, is a really good product, but it takes time, right? It's going to take a good 30 days or so before you see it. Now, if you're looking for kind of immediate results, then I would go ahead and use the pressure washer. If you could use a cleaner on there first, the pressure washer, you won't have to be as aggressive. So Concrobium makes a house wash that you can put on the end of a hose, and you can just spray it on there and let it sit there for, 15, 20 minutes or so. And then from there, go ahead and pressure wash the rest of it off. Then when you're done, to try and keep that stuff at bay, you may want to go ahead and spray the wet and forget on there to kind of keep that the stains from coming back.
Okay, yeah, because when I told the customer that it was going to be, a month or so before they'd see it, they kind of looked at me funny, like, what was I talking about?
Right. Right. It's crazy. It takes a little time, and that's the thing, people want to do that. But I would go ahead and pressure wash it, apply the wet and forget. Do me a favor, hang on a second, Tom, because we do have these Ravinia tickets that we'd like to give you. Lindsay, you got that information?
I do. It's a pair of Pavilion tickets to see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's performance, not Kendrick Lamar, of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony at Ravinia on Saturday, July 14th. Visit the Refreshed Dining Pavilion with two brand new restaurants for 2018. Get tickets at ravinia.org.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. It's 8:20 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're tuned in to House Smarts Radio. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk to Bill Brennan Bresser, who's a Duke basketball player who is traveling across the country right now to raise awareness for people with disabilities. It's a really interesting story, and we'll talk to him coming up a little bit later on. Right now, let's go to St. Charles, where Lynn is on the line. Lynn, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I'm sorry I had you on speaker.
No
Lou,
problem.
On your recommendation, I had concrete leveling done this week, which is amazing to me. And they raised up my concrete front porch about 4 inches. So now there's about an inch and a half gap between the house and the porch. The guy at the big stock store, said, why don't you throw some pebbles in there and some concrete? But I wanted to get your recommendation. What should I do?
Okay, tell me again where the gap is.
It's an inch and a half gap between the porch and the house. The porch was not attached to the house. It had just fallen into the house.
Right.
So when it was leveled, it created an inch and a half gap.
Right.
So I want to fill the gap, obviously. So I thought I'd ask you, what do you think?
Well, the pebbles, I mean, the stone, the idea there is that, I mean, if there's a big gap, it's going to just keep going down. In other words, what you'll typically find is they'll put some sort of expansion that's kind of this fibrous black. You buy it in, it's like the 30 inches long or sometimes maybe even 3 feet long, and you'll tuck it in there. So if you wanted to put some gravel or some stone in there first, that's fine. But then this expansion that you could get at, a hardware store may have it, Lynn, but probably you got to go to like a building supply house to find something like this, or even a big box to find expansion joint. Okay. And you're going to put enough stone in there. It's probably about 2.5 inches tall and probably about 3/8 of an inch wide, maybe 1/2 inch. Tuck it in there. It'll allow for expansion and contraction of your brand new lifted porch, and I think it'll work out just fine for you.
Okay, so scratch the concrete idea then.
Yeah, because it's going to just crack.
Okay, perfect.
Because it's going to move.
Okay, and thanks for the recommendation. That concrete leveling is amazing.
Did you do the poly level from PermaSeal?
Well, it wasn't PermaSeal. I used somebody else because I'd already booked it, and it was 6 weeks I had to wait. But not only did they raise up my porch, but they repitched my backyard concrete sidewalk, which
perfect.
Was pitched toward the house. So not only did they level that sidewalk, but they repitched it. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
At a very good price, too.
That's great. Great, Lynn. I appreciate that, and thank you so much for calling. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Bill, are you handy around the house?
Oh, no. Not at all.
I do plumbing, electrical. I even spackle.
You even spackle?
I do.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. This guy does it all.
On Chicago's very own WGN.
That's me. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We mentioned to you that we were going to have a guest on this morning. We're having a little trouble reaching him, but I wanted to tell you about his efforts are really kind of cool. Duke University basketball player is biking across America on summer break for charity. Brennan Besser is launching a Walk on America to support the IDD community. He's going from Seattle to New York. And he's going to bike, walk, and run across America this summer to raise awareness and donations for the intellectually and developmentally disability community, which is goes by IDD. Besser is personally connected to the cause, as his older sister Jacqueline has significantly impaired motor skills and is a daily inspiration to him and the Besser family. On May 16th, he started at 10 a.m. Pacific time at the Academy of Precision Learning in Seattle, Washington, and he's heading east across the United States, making stops along the way at nonprofits and community centers to support the IDD community, encourage donations through the Walk on America foundations to charities, including Misericordia. He's a walk-on on the Duke basketball team. According to Coach K, Brennan has contributed in so many ways to the program, whether it be in preparation, spirit, or work ethic. He's a one-of-a-kind walk-on. Coach K said he loves him, and the spirit he brings is infectious on the team. Nothing he does surprises me, because almost everything he does is not about him. It's about his talents, his emotion, and his efforts to help others. Terrific thing that he's doing this summer, and he'll accomplish so much for so many people, said Mike Krzyzewski, head coach of the Duke University men's basketball team. If you want to learn more about his program and what he's doing, there's a website set up, and you can go to walkonamerica.org. That's walkonamerica.org. It's cool. It's a neat idea. His sister participates in programs at Misericordia as well, and this was brought to my attention, and I thought it'd be a nice thing to promote. Just have a hard time getting a hold of him. No big deal. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to Mount Prospect, where Karen's online. Hi, Karen. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Love your show, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. How can I help you?
I have actually two questions. One's about painting cedar siding on my 6-year-old brick and cedar house. What's the exact steps? And the other one is about in-ground sprinkler system.
Okay. What's the overall condition of the cedar siding?
There's some mildew on it, especially on the north side.
Okay.
But otherwise, I mean, there's a couple of nail pops, and, you know, they're going to have to do some caulking, you know, at the seams of the cedar. But overall, it's in pretty good shape.
Not a lot of peeling or anything like that?
No peeling.
Perfect. So we need to clean it. And are you going to do this, or are you going to hire somebody?
Hire.
Okay. So more than likely, if you're hiring a professional painter, they're going to come in and do a little, use a little solution cleaner, and then they're going to pressure wash it all and get it nice and clean. They're going to do any kind of scraping, light sanding, some caulking, whatever it may be, and then they can go ahead and re-put. Is it a solid colored stain / paint?
I had the Sherwin-Williams Woodscapes last time, and I already bought the paint. So, and the question is, one coat or two?
Well, are you going with the same color?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean...
But it was probably close to 10 years ago that it was painted previously. So yeah. I didn't know if one would be enough or if it's really better to do two.
Well, you're going to know if one's enough when you get done with the one. So, okay. I mean, there's a chance, since you're going with the same color, that one coat will do it. But there may be areas that need a double coating. But, you know, the painter, I would talk to them about that. And when you get done, the cedar siding's on the second floor, right?
Actually, it's a split. So the corners are brick, but then there's, like, cedar plank.
Okay, so in other words, my point is you can get up pretty close to it and see it.
Yeah.
So you'll make that decision when they get done, you know, with one side. You know, have them give you, when you give the quote, say, hey, if we need a second coat, what's that going to be?
Okay.
All right. And what was your second question about a sprinkler?
Yes, I have an in-ground sprinkler, and the city is putting a sidewalk across the front lawn. So is there any potential things I need to watch out for? Because obviously everything's laid tubing-wise, et cetera, for the sprinkler, but they're going to be putting a sidewalk on top of the system.
Well, they're going to probably find those pipes.
Yeah.
And so when they do, you know, I think that you're going to have to cut them and either reroute them, or what I would suggest is underground. If they're going to, this sprinkler head needs to stay here, but it's going to be under the sidewalk. Have them get a piece of pipe that can be buried, that's bigger than the line for the sprinkler, okay?
So like PVC or metal?
PVC. And okay. Technically it should be what's called Schedule 80, which is for in-ground application. But really, you could get away with even just a white PVC, because all we're trying to create is a sleeve. If there was ever a problem with the pipe, the sprinkler people could dig down on one side, dig down on the other, and feed in a new piece of pipe.
Perfect. Okay.
It costs nothing, and it just offers you a little bit of a peace of mind in case there was ever a problem on there to give you some help. Appreciate the phone call, Karen. Let's talk to Don in Oswego. Don, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hey, Don, you're on WGN. Good morning. He's listening to me on the radio. Here he comes.
Hello,
Don. How are you?
I'm very good. Hey, earlier you talked about some points for air conditioner.
Yes, sir. Would you like me to repeat them?
I want to ask one question. You said squirting off the coils, you'd have to take the top off the air conditioner to do that, correct?
No.
You just
that fan that's on the top, the whole idea with that fan is it's drawing the air in from the sides to cool the refrigerant that comes through and blowing the hot air out. All the cotton and debris that's on the side fins of it, just take a hose and start spraying it down. And if you shut the air off temporarily so that fan's not blowing you in the face with water, that'll help you. But if you want to get blown in the face with water, go right ahead.
Okay, we still have bad connection for Lou, but okay, I think I got it.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
You got it, Don. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Lou. That's right, that Fix-It guy. Right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Over the horizon, smooth sailing, he's concrete seas.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Mike, who's in Rogers Park. Hey, Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I hope I'll do better after we finish our conversation. I'm looking for a little information on Central Air, problem I'm having. By the way, before I go into that, you know, Lou, I watched you yesterday on GN9, and
okay.
I got to tell you, man, that transplant thing you did is awesome. And does it, I just a quick question: does that continue to thicken as time goes on? Your head
of
hair?
Are we talking about my head of hair?
Yes.
It's so funny that you say that, because when I came home after doing that, my wife said, "Boy, you know, your hair looked really good on camera." So I had hair, why am I blanking on what I had done? I had hair restoration, yeah, by Dr. Yates from Yates Hair Science. And basically they rearrange, they take the hair out of your head where it grows, and they replant it. Like you're moving, are you a gardener at all, Mike?
I am.
Okay. You know how you can take hostas and you can break them apart and put them in the lawn and they just keep growing?
Right, spreading.
It's like you took my hostas and I put them on the top of my head. And whatever the voodoo magic is, evidently what I've learned is, you know, whatever the protein is on your hair, the hair right on the top of my head wasn't growing, but it was growing on the side. So the hair on the side of your head doesn't worry about the protein that it doesn't get, and they replant it on the top of your head. I'm 2 years into it, and I know I keep saying this, but I wake up in the morning and I look in the mirror and I wonder who that guy is.
Well, I paid particular attention. I mean, I followed you on this over the couple of years since you did it, but it's amazing how it can.
It's amazing.
Anyway, here's my issue: second floor apartment, central air is not cooling. When they turn it on at the thermostat, it shows it's running. However, after a few minutes, she calls me and says, we're not getting cool air. So I go down to check the settings she's on, and then I go down to the basement, check the breakers. They're tripped. And I reset them and told her to go ahead and run it again. Same thing. Breakers tripped. I did a little investigating, and I was told that likely you've got a capacitor problem.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I replaced the capacitor for
in
the
in the condensing unit.
Yes.
Okay.
And I thought I had my problem solved. You know, I matched the capacitor to the specs on the machine and all that. Anyway, I told her to turn it on last night. You know, she did that and called me about an hour later. Said, "Mike, it's not cooling." I go down to the basement. Sure enough, the breakers are tripped. Again, what's your thoughts on what I'm dealing with here?
Well, I mean, there's some sort of load issue, obviously, that's occurring. It could be a myriad of things that trip that breaker. The capacitor is one of the first things that, you know, they'll check the output and the resistance on it to make sure that it's operating correctly, and that's something that wears as a trip switch. It goes back and forth to kick it on and off. It could be an issue with the with the disconnect. You know, you got a disconnect on the outside where there could be some corrosion there on the connectors that aren't making a solid enough connection, and there's a resistance there that's causing it to trip. That's one. There could be some other aspect of it. It could be a refrigerant issue that it's either overfilled or underfilled, and the system is working too hard to throw it.
Okay, you know what? That was going to be my question. You think I didn't think about the refrigerant, but that would also cause a tripping because the machine's not cooling right?
Correct. Absolutely. Okay. So, well, I mean, at this point, Mike, you probably need to get a you know, a professional HVAC contractor, and I would tell you that if you're going to do that, I'd call them this morning because this weekend they're going to be super busy. And, you know, they've got apparatus and things that they can connect to the system and tell you exactly what's going on.
Okay, well, listen, I really appreciate the time and the info because I think, you know, it could be the Freon probably because it I haven't had that service in a couple of years, and this is not a new machine. So anyway,
the other thing,
get a feel for this. Yeah. I do have a call out from my guys. So
okay, the other thing is I mentioned about the fact that if is the condensing unit clean on the outside, like all the fins and whatnot?
Yeah, it's up on the roof, so it doesn't get
well, you'd be surprised if you can get up there and you can take even a brush to it and brush off the sides of those fins. That kind of resistance can throw the breakers, too.
Well, there is none. I checked it. They're clean.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Do me a favor,
Mike, do me a favor. Hang on one second. I'll put you on hold because I've got another pair of those pavilion tickets to see the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performance of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony at Ravinia. On Saturday, July 14th, visit the Refresh Dining Pavilion with two brand-new restaurants for 2018. You can get tickets at ravinia.org. It's 8:55 in the morning. We'll be right back. Let's see. We got a couple minutes here that we can take a couple calls. 312-981-7200. Jack is in Darien. Jack, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I would like to find out where I got a recommendation for a good kit for my fireplace.
I'm sorry, sir. You just broke up a little bit. A good tip on what?
A chimney sweep. Check my fireplace.
Oh, sure. A chimney sweep. Sure. Call the Lindemann Chimney Company. Okay. They have a website at cleanfireplace.com. And I will... Let me see if I can find you that phone number in just a second for Lindemann. They do a really nice job. They've been around a long time, and like since the 60s, and I've been recommending them for a very long time. They'll do a nice job for you to inspect it, clean it, make sure it's in good shape. So if you keep listening, we'll get that phone number and give that out as well.
Actually, do you want me to do it?
Well, you got a number?
Sure. Call 847-241-4746. 847-241-4746.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. A quick personal note. I have two nieces, Sophie and Flannery, who graduated from high school recently and are heading off to college. We're having a big graduation party for them today. And so my congratulations and love to both of them. Flannery is heading to St. Louis University, and Sophie is heading to NYU, New York University, in the fall. So super excited for both of them. They're wonderful, wonderful young ladies, and we're all so proud of them and just so excited to see what comes next for both of them. And so we're looking forward to having a nice party today when the nice, you know, so it's nice and hot, so it's all sweaty. I think I'm going to need a dress. Because it's going to be outside. But anyway, what are you going to do? It is what it is, and we're looking forward to spending time with them today. This is going to sound funny. I'm really glad I'm a man.
Why?
And I want you to take this in the right way, but it was really hot outside. I wish I could wear a dress. Because I bet it's really comfortable when it's hot.
So you think that like a little breeze would feel good?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, Lou, go ahead. I mean, who's going to stop you?
Something sleeveless. You know, you're kind of free on a day like today. I think it would be so comfortable. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Good morning. Happy Father's Day weekend to any of you fathers out there. It's one of my most proudest things that I've done in my life is having these children that we have, that we raise together with my wife. It's fun to see them grow and develop. And, you know, you get these different stages in your life where they're little and they're middle and they're big and then they're adults. And I know for many of us, we're all in different stages for those that have children. But it is exciting to see them kind of develop into their own people. And it's fun. I highly recommend it. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by our friends over at Wet and Forget. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Norma is in Glen Ellyn. Hey, Norma, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call, and happy
Absolutely.
Father's Day to you and all the men that are listening to this program this morning.
Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. How can I help you?
I have a cold basement. Every basement, every home we've ever lived has never been as cold as this. We've asked our heating and air conditioning man, and he doesn't see anything that he thinks that we can do. Part of it is insulated, but it is cold in the winter and cold in the summer. Is there anything we can do?
The basement, finished, unfinished?
Part of it's finished, part of it's unfinished.
Okay, so the unfinished part, you have vents in there that provide heating and cooling down there?
Yes, we have two registers and two returns.
Okay.
And
are those
a small basement.
Right, and are they closed now?
They're closed and even taped shut because okay. we don't want any
out. And tell me about your access to the basement. Is there a door?
Would just the stairs to go down. There's no door out.
But in other words, when the stairs go down, is there a door at the top of the stairs?
Yeah. No, there's not. No.
Yeah. That's your problem.
Oh,
really? So, well, yeah. For the summer portion of it, when you're using your air conditioning, that staircase is like a giant piece of ductwork. And it just takes all that cold air and drives it down into the basement. So that's the issue there. In the winter, the reason it's cold is because hot air rises and any heat that you pump into that basement rises up out of that staircase, and that's your problem. So let's see how we're going to solve this. And do you use this basement? Like, are you up and down a lot?
Well, I don't use it because it's really too cold, but I do have the washer dryer down there, so I do go down for that, but I never stay downstairs. My husband does some, but it's just too cold.
Okay. So, couple things that I would try. And this is for a little test so you can understand how this would work.
Okay.
I want you to take a box fan, now that it's so hot, and I want you to put it at the base of the stairs and put it on the medium setting and have it blow up the stairs.
Okay.
It's going to create pressure. And what it's going to do is that pressure is going to, it's going to take some of that cold air and kind of push it up towards that top of the stairs. But it's probably going to just, the physics of it, it's going to hit that warmer air that's up there and it's going to sort of stop, almost make a barrier there.
Okay.
And it's going to keep more of the cold air in the summertime up on that first floor level. And it should also raise the temperature a little bit in the basement. Not much, but a little bit.
Okay.
The only way you're going to solve this permanently is to put some kind of doorway either at the base of the stairs or at the top of the stairs. Could you put a doorway at the base of the stairs?
At the base, it would be easier than to put it upstairs.
Right. Could you go to Joanne Fabrics? When's the last time you were at Joanne Fabrics?
Oh, probably yesterday.
Really?
I'm a quilter.
Oh, well, then you're the perfect person to say. Go buy some fabric, like a roll of inexpensive fabric, and tack it up temporarily at the base of the stairs to create like a curtain.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Yeah, I am.
Now, if you did that, you could, if you did that as a test, you probably have enough fabric sitting around. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember the last time I was at a Joanne Fabrics and you were there yesterday. Anyway, you put that at the base of the stairs and test this out. And all of a sudden, if it changes everything, like it'll definitely help in the winter to make that space a little warmer. The cooling part of it, I think it'll help that as well. And if that works, then you know the answer is to maybe put a doorway at the base.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It makes sense, I guess.
All right, Norma, give it a shot.
I will try. I appreciate it. Thanks, Lou.
I appreciate you calling as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Anything that I can help you with, all you have to do is give us... Oh, it was Lori's calling us in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Lori, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day weekend.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding a new air conditioning unit. The whole entire HVAC system was replaced in December.
Okay.
And
I called them at the beginning of May to come out to start the air conditioner. I didn't do anything. They said they would come out to check everything to make sure the settings were correct. And I have been having trouble keeping the temperature at a normal setting, whereas it will not cool, literally. I can set it at 70, and on days when it's hot outside, it won't get any lower than 78 in the house.
Really?
On days where it's even nice out, where it's 77, 76, I can't get it lower than 72. And it won't take the humidity out very well. Is there anything that I should be looking at or asking them about? They came out, and they said the settings are right, the numbers are good, all our readings are fine. They said it was my air filter. So I was restricting too much airflow into the system, but it was the same filter I had been using all winter, which was working just fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed the air filter to a thinner filter, and it's still doing the exact same thing.
Right.
How
old is your home?
My home was built in 65.
Okay.
Now, the previous unit that was installed in here had been about 30 years old, and it actually had been working very well. And but the furnace quit, so I replaced the whole entire system.
Do you have any idea? And tell me about the roughly the size of your home.
It's about 1,300 square feet.
All right, so we're
less.
Is it a ranch, two-story?
It's a ranch with a crawl space.
Okay.
Actually, the crawl space is like a 6-foot crawl.
Okay.
So there's room down there. ThermoSeal came, and they had, a number of years ago, put the liner down there. So
right.
It has no dampness, no moisture. I do have bad windows, but I've always had the bad windows, which I need to replace. I know that I need to have better insulation, but all of that has been the same since replacing
is the ductwork in your home, does it run in the crawl space?
Correct.
It does.
Correct.
And when the furnace people came, they didn't replace any ductwork.
No.
Okay.
They just counted the ducts, and they replaced the 2-ton air conditioner unit with another 2-ton unit.
Okay.
They said that was sufficient. Everything
right.
was fine.
Okay, and did they ever go in the crawl space?
Now, they said they did. I had opened the scuttle hole, and they said they had gone down there to, when they installed the new furnace, they had to install the evaporator coil.
Mm-hmm.
So that is down in the lower part of the furnace.
So a couple things. The whole...
Yeah.
You're restricting too much airflow with a pleated filter. I never buy into that at all because, being comfortable when it comes to heating and cooling is all about airflow. And yes, a pleated filter does reduce the airflow a little bit, but it's marginal and that is not your issue. If all of the things that these HVAC people are telling you is like, oh yeah, we have the refrigerant, the ba ba ba, all that works, then the only thing it can be is there's a piece of ductwork down below, and I'm going to say it's right near the plenum, that's either loose, disconnected, or leaking badly.
Okay.
And you're pumping cold air into the crawl, and it's not getting into your living space.
Okay.
So I would have them come back one more time. I mean, the reality of it is they put this system in. You set it at 72 degrees or whatever it is, and you can't get it to 78, obviously something's wrong. So,
right. I got the excuses where, well, there's a variance. If it's 90 degrees, we're allowed, the standard is you're supposed to have a little variance there.
Not 8 degrees.
No, exactly. And I said,
I'll give you
200 square feet. And
right. I'll give you.
My dad's is still going good.
Right. I'll give you 2 to 3 degrees, but they don't need. They have them come and check the ductwork on the in that crawl. Somebody has to go down there. They need to check the airflow through the ductwork as well to make sure that the flow and the pressure coming through there is sufficient. I mean, the fact of the matter is, in a home built in the 60s, your ductwork is much smaller. That is a given. And so the airflow and the sizing of the unit is very important. And so that's key. But a good HVAC contractor, their job is to figure this out and not give you a bunch of excuses. If you don't get anywhere with these people, I want you to call me back, and we'll get you somebody that will solve the problem, and we'll go from there. So make sure you you call me back when this gets fixed, hopefully. 9:21 in the morning, listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
You can't touch this.
I've got a white Corian sink, but there's that gray spidering.
You can't touch this.
A couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died.
The tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Break it down.
Oh, nice. Did you put that in the lease? Feel free to let the dog urinate inside the apartment.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes.
And House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Wait. Hammer time. Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. That's the number that Sue called. She's in Chicago. Sue, you are on WGN. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling because I live in a 100-year-old six flat on the north side, and we are replacing most of our parapet wall because of damage to the limestone and water, etc.
Yep.
The question is, when we have a roofer replace the roofing material that goes partway up the parapet wall, we've gotten conflicting information about how far up the parapet wall it needs to go. One says like 8 inches, and one says, oh no, it's got to go all the way to the top of the parapet wall, and I don't know what to do.
All right. I just broke up. That we're talking about the flashing that you want?
I guess it's called flashing.
The counter flashing.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know the word. We have a flat roof and it's silver coated and it's the roof's okay.
Right.
But
So with this parapet wall, okay, the wall that extends up above the roof, having the counter flashing or you're not replacing the roof, right?
Correct.
Right.
We are not replacing the roof.
So, yep. You know, the thing, there's a couple ways to go here. If you go all the way up, you know, with the flashing just underneath the capping, you really have no issue with water infiltration on that side. And the brick on the outside, you know, if it gets wet, they'll seal it, but, you know, it will wick away on the outside. There's schools of thought about, oh, you want the brick to breathe on both sides, and that's fine with me too. But I think that, you know, with a snow load up there, the higher the flashing, the better. You know, if we get a ton of snow and it's up on there and it's above the flashing, that can be problematic. So do you know the overall height of the parapet wall?
I haven't been up there in a long time.
Would it be at your knees when you were up there?
I think it was a little higher than that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you go up a couple feet and then you expose a little brick at the top, that's fine with me.
Okay,
at least a couple feet.
The mason who's doing the parapet wall says the brick's got to breathe, and he doesn't want the roofer, and the roofer who's given us an estimate says, oh, it should only go up like 8 inches at the most, and I'm kind of like, but
the breathing brick has merit in the conversation, so that's fine. Let the brick breathe a little bit and have the flashing go up couple feet, so you got a place for the snow to go, and I think you'll be good to go.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate you calling this morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hey, we've all got our areas of expertise. Lou's area just happens to be your house.
I've been listening to you for a few months now, trying to catch you saying something not quite right, but you got it all going on.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Never thought
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. Hard living. I'm not living hard. Not at all. Welcome back. Happy anniversary to my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Nora and Matthew. 27 years. Congratulations to both of them. And happy birthday to my nephew, Walter, 21 today. He can do all the hard living he wants because he's 21. 312.
Hey, wait.
What?
Can I wish you a happy Father's Day?
Oh, sure.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you.
And to your husband as well.
And to my husband and to my father. And I'm very blessed to have you three men in my life. And my father-in-law, of course. Four men.
What? Wow, you got
a lot
of men in your life.
I'm very lucky.
Wow. Well, yeah, happy Father's Day to all. Thank you. That's very nice. Let's talk to Bob in Schaumburg. Bob, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Bob.
Well, yeah, happy Father's Day to all. Thank you. That's very nice.
There you go. He's listening. He's listening.
Bob, you're on WGN.
There we go.
Good morning.
Hi, Lou.
Three. How you doing? I love you, Bob.
I would like
Can you turn... Bob, can you turn... Hey, Bob, can you turn that radio down, my friend?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Thank you. That's okay.
And also, I have... I'm replacing a tile in my bathroom, and I wanted to know what would be the best underlayment to use to for the flooring underneath the tile.
You're replacing all the tile?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so you're going to take it all up, and then you're going to get down to the like the plywood subfloor or whatever. What do you know what you have for a subfloor?
And I want to replace the subfloor because I think it's kind of defective.
Oh, even the subfloor. So you're going to take up the... how old is your home?
50 years old.
Okay. So probably it's like 1x6 or something underneath there, right? Or do you think it's plywood?
Well, not just whatever is underneath the tile, that board.
Oh, not the overall subfloor.
No.
And how much thickness do I have when I take that down? Do you have any idea?
Something like
three-quarters of an inch or so? Yeah. So a couple choices. There's a product called Dense Shield and a product called Durarock. Both of those are very good products. I have used kind of consistently, you know, you get kind of set in the things you like to use. The Durarock product is a very good product. You need to mechanically anchor it down to the floor well. Years ago, you may remember, ITW introduced a terrific fastener called Rock-On, which is a really good self-tapping underlayment screw that you'll put on the end of your drill to mechanically fasten that Durarock down. And then depending on the tile you use, you know, the setting material, thin-set mortar usually works pretty well over the top of that. And quite frankly, now if you're doing any kind of bathroom tile, what I would do is use an epoxy grout because it stays flexible. It's a little tricky to use when you're putting it down, but it's a really nice product and the colors look good and long term you're not going to have any problem whatsoever. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to LaGrange. Where is it? Jens?
Yes, it is, Lou. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How can I help you?
You know, Lou, I got an issue with my backyard, and it seems to flood, and over the years it's gotten excessively worse. Now, I tried to use gypsum, so I wonder if there was a product that I could possibly use to apply to the lawn and bring it back to absorbing more water.
Well, tell me about the overall pitch of that lawn. And when you say you're getting excessive water, is it because the neighbors are draining into you?
No, that's the funny thing about it. It tends to it's a pretty level type of land, and I just have one area that is increasingly bad as far as flooding is concerned. And like I said, I tried using gypsum to break up the soil, but that's not working.
It's a lot of clay there. Now, when you said it's pretty flat, I mean, in that area where you're having the problem, would you have the ability to add a little topsoil and bring that area up a little bit?
Well, I'm afraid if I do that, I'll compromise where the concrete comes around the garage, and it'll come up and over.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And as far as you know, this water issue is just like runoff from, like, when it rains, that's when you're getting this problem. There's not anybody with a sump pump or anything nearby that's pumping a line underground or anything like that.
No, at least not that I'm aware of. My neighbor's pretty close, and I'm pretty much in touch with him and stuff. So, no, that's not the issue.
So it's rain. Like, when we get a bunch of rain, that's where you get this issue.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know that the gypsum's going to help you that much. It's not like it's going to make it a big sponge. I mean, in that, and then one more question, Jens. How big of an area are we talking about?
Sometimes it floods to a depth of maybe an inch or two, sometimes three, depending on the rainfall, of course.
No. But I get the depth, but what about the circumference of the area?
Oh, the entire area? Oh,
yeah.
Let's see. I'm probably talking 60 by 70.
60 by 70.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good-sized backyard.
But so it's the whole backyard that's holding this moisture.
No, just to the one side. Actually,
that's what I'm talking about. The one side. How big is the area that is holding the moisture?
That would be about a 20 by 30.
Okay. So if it were me, I would probably delineate that area where you have this problem holding the water. This is a lot of work. And I would take up the turf right there, and I would remove about 4 inches of that soil. And then I'd put back about 2 inches of sand, and then I'd put the 2 inches of topsoil over the top of that and reseed it to try and get you some drainage in that soil to hold that moisture a little bit and then bring it down there. If there's no way to kind of pitch it so you don't compromise the concrete around, then you've got to do some sort of soil amendment below. And if you can go deeper, it's a lot of work, it's even better. And then you could do some stone and then some sand. But if you did 4 inches, 2 inches of sand, 2 inches of soil, reseed it, I think you probably will solve this problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:45 in the morning, we'll be right back.
Playing good baseball in June. White Sox pitching has been excellent of late. Why? We asked the pitching coach, Don Cooper. Join me, Mark Carmen, and Harry Tynowitz for White Sox Weekly after the game.
White Sox Weekly, today after the ballgame on 720 WGN.
One of the new things you'll see at your local Ace Hardware is grills by Saber. With summer barbecues in full swing, it's the perfect time to be thinking about fantastic grilled foods. Saber grills are high-performance gas grills that deliver an amazing cooking experience. They're built to last, all with 304 commercial-grade stainless steel parts and body. The Saber cooking system is award-winning, and the grills, well, they just won't flare up. Even with a grill full of bacon, that's true. Saber grills are infrared grills that can heat from 0 to 700 degrees in just 10 minutes. But here's what's really cool about it. See, the temperature is very controllable. If you want to cook steaks at a high sear while you're grilling shrimp on the next burner at a lower temperature, well, that's no problem. Oh, yeah, and they're self-cleaning, too. How can you top that? For more information, visit sabergrills.com. Saber Grills, now available at acehardware.com, or drop by your local Ace Hardware to test out the new Saber Cast Black 500.
Oh, I know about putting things off. This is John Williams. In school, I wrote term papers the night before. And at work, I just turned in the company compliance form for 2008. But here's one thing I won't put off. treating my knee pain. And you shouldn't put it off either. Go to the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park. I know you've lived with the pain for a while and you're getting along, but don't be stubborn. Be smart. Have a great summer. The Joint Relief Institute will place a joint lubricant into the exact spot that knee is ailing you. This is amazing technology and an experienced and caring staff that will make all the difference. This is not surgery, painful, or time-consuming. It's pain-free. It's a quick procedure. It's almost surely covered by your insurance, and your summer's calling. So let's go for a walk or play tennis or get in and out of the car pain-free. The number I call, and you should too right now, is 708-888-0000. 708, that's Orland Park. 888-THINK-AKK-0000, as in zero pain.
Oh, hi. Summer in the city, the beach, the barbecues, the music festivals, places to go, people to see. Who needs to stop for gas, right? Gas prices are going to be sky high this summer. Well, your local Chevy dealer has an SUV that is stingy on gas, the all-new Chevy Equinox. How about this? 32 miles per gallon on the highway, available 4G LTE Wi-Fi for connecting up to 7 devices, and all the latest safety features, too, like forward collision braking, side blind zone alert, and a rear vision camera assist. This SUV offers the complete package. It's the MVP of SUVs. And right now, through July 2nd, get $2,500 below MSRP on a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier. Plus, competitive owners get an additional $2,500 in cash. You do the math. Go see your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Tell them Lou sent you, or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for all the details. Beat summer high gas prices. Chevy Equinox, it's all about drive. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Jackie in Chicago. Jackie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, Lou. I love your show, and happy Father's Day. And I'll be very quick.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a Cape Cod over on the northwest side in Chicago. The hardwood floors are extremely unsightly throughout the years. When I bought it, they weren't too good. It had an estimate for the wood. I've heard you talk a million times, but I never paid attention to this till now. The wood... the salesman, too, have been here showing me the wood, fabricate, whatever, the wood, and also the laminate, which also all the various colors and styles. The difference in price in my little home is about half, wood versus laminate. The styles and colors were very attractive. They looked good. The price is almost half again. So my question to you, Lou, I just don't want a cheap-looking floor. I can afford... the wood. There's nothing about resale. We're staying here forever. And I can afford the wood, but I want to know if the laminate is going to end up looking cheap.
So here's the thing. So what are the current floors that you have, Jackie?
They're wood from, I'm going to guess, Lou, 30 years ago. The home was
And can they not be sanded?
Oh, yes, they could be sanded. That was, I thought the current way to go was replacement.
No. If you tell me you've been in that house 30 years.
Well, 20, but.
You've been in there 20, but the wood is like 30 years old?
Oh, it needed a sanding practically when I moved in, Lou, and I never did.
Okay. I wouldn't spend money on a new floor, Jackie. If the wood is in decent shape, okay, you can get a flooring contractor to come out. There might be areas where they have to replace a few boards, but they can sand that floor, and you can probably resand and refinish the whole thing and spend probably about $3 a square foot to get it all done, as opposed to the laminate or installing new wood. Now, unless this wood is in terrible repair... that would be one thing, but I would get estimates to have it resanded, and you'll be amazed. That's the beauty of real wood floors, is the fact that it's the only renewable, well, one of the only renewable floors that you can put out there. And, you know, 30 years from now, or even 10 years from now, whatever it is, you resand it. The hardwood floors in our home were from 1929, and when we remodeled the house in 01, we resanded everything. They looked brand new. When we did our kitchen in October, 16 years later, we resanded the entire first floor. It looks brand new, and it's the original floor. That's the beauty of hardwood floor. And also, even though you say, I'm not worried about resale, we're going to stay here forever, real wood floors make a listing sheet when you go to sell the home. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break, and we'll be right back. Time for Lou's last call. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to Joe for doing the sports. Domati for being born. Happy birthday on Monday. Bob Ferguson lost like 10 or 12 pounds this morning. So did Lindsay, because we had a little, few technical difficulties for producing today. Thanks so much, everybody, for your help. I really do appreciate it. But let's get one more call in there. Mike is in Park Ridge. Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you? It's a privilege to speak to you, Lou. I've got a twofold issue. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got a twofold issue. One is that we have an issue with periodic issue with rodents in the house for the bottom of the house they're not coming in anywhere else up and through into the walls. So they have gotten them to our HVAC unit, and so consequently we need to get them the HVAC unit cleaned. And one of the people that talked to us has said, well, the most important thing is to get the sealant. I've heard that this smoke is not safe and it's not a very effective cracks and holes that are in returns and in the work, and I'll get your opinion on that. Also, do you have any people that you know that can take care of issues other than the standard people that are out there?
So you, and I'm sorry, you said you have roaches?
Yes.
That have gotten into the house and they got into the HVAC system?
Yeah, they either came in through the return or they chewed their way in through one of the down by where the filter sits.
Okay. So we need to, obviously, we need to figure out an extermination plan around the perimeter of your home. What I would probably consider a course of action if you want to try and do this on your own is there's something called diatomaceous earth. Diatomaceous earth is something you can buy and use and sprinkle around the perimeter of your home, that any kind of bugs that walk across it, it gets into the ectoskeleton of the bugs, and it can be really effective to help as a perimeter treatment around a home. Now, on the inside, you're going to probably have to worry about some kind of extermination or coating that you can use inside. There's a bunch of different products that are very effective for roaches, but it's a process. It isn't something that isn't going to happen. Obviously, keeping it as sanitary as possible is important as well on the inside. Then the issue is on the ductwork, getting it cleaned and sealed. It's important. Now, there's a company called Dykstra Home Services that does duct cleaning, and they also do this system called AeroSeal. An AeroSeal is a system where they can actually seal the ductwork from the inside using this coating that's super effective. And it's really designed to help with airflow and, a more efficient system when it's running. But it would have the effect as well of keeping insects from getting into it as well. So that would be somebody you could probably contact for both of those items to take a look at and do a good job with. But the bug problem you really need to handle first before you spend the money to have all this clean, because you want to make sure you have that problem solved on the get-go to make sure that it's working. Thanks so much for the phone call. By the way, also, to the audience listening today, thanks so much for your patience. You know, as there are so many, I know you're hearing a lot about these studios, but the unsung story in this is that we have a group of engineers that work at WGN, some names that you hear, some names that you don't, that have been working their rear ends off to get this all done. And it's a ton of work. And It's a lot to figure out, and they're really doing a nice job. It's all going to be fine, and I really do appreciate your patience with today's shows and any other hiccups we may have. We got a bunch of really dedicated people working at WGN, and we're really appreciative for them. Is that a I heard?
Yep. Whatever.
Hi, how are you?
So you're giving all this great advice today, but I got a problem.
What?
Hi, everybody. It's John Williams. So you said to squirt down your – three times a day, you said squirt down your air conditioner and clean it out. So yeah. I did that this morning, but our unit is in the closet by the guest bedroom, and we've got
– water everywhere?
Water everywhere.
Not that one. The one on the outside.
Oh. Yeah,
missed it. You're like Don Adams. Missed it by that much.
Another great show, Lou.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great show as well. And happy Father's Day, Mr. Williams.
That's nice of you to say. You too, my friend.
Take care.
And
thanks for listening, everybody.
To Lou Manfredini and his entire staff, Lindsay.